Have you ever heard of an adult who is not actually the parent of a child, but who is very close to that child, called anything in particular? Or the child might call that adult his...
Sometimes godmother, godfather, aunt, uncle.
Okay. Do the terms play mama or play daddy mean anything to you?
Yes, I have heard that. Yes.
Now, what exactly does that refer to? Is that what I was talking about or something different?
Well, I think that, yes, this is what you were referring to when somebody's very close. They already have, you know, a living mother or father that they're living with, but to show that person that they really care about them, they say, my play mama or my play daddy, because they care a lot about that person.
Okay. When you were growing up, were there several children with whom you were very close? You generally spent a lot of time with them and played with them. You would refer to all of them together as my...
playmates, yeah.
Okay. Would you have a name for the all the children as a group you were a member of?
We didn't refer to, well, I guess we said gang, you know, a member of a peer group, because I don't think we use that sophisticated term at that time.
Yeah. When, does the word gang necessarily bring to mind, you know, really tough outfit?
No, not in that sense of the word. You know, when a lot of people are friends, you know, you have your friend that you enjoy and you're with all the time, and you refer to it as the gang. Sometimes you can refer to it as the clan. But, you know, it's not derogatory in that sense. Mm-hmm. It's just people that are together and they usually enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm.
Are there any street gangs in Panama City?
I have heard of some, you know, in various sections of the city, and I read about them. Mm-hmm. I suppose that there would be a few. Mm-hmm.
So the term gang could refer to a bunch of toughs?
Yes, very easily.
Okay. When you were a teenager, were there any rough games that were really word games that consisted of something like, well, you say something bad about my mother, and then I'll say something bad about yours, and they usually ended up in fight?
Not too much of that when I was growing up.
Have you ever heard of ranking or playing the dozens?
Yes.
Which one?
I've heard of playing the dozens.
Now, what is that? Is that what
when you're talking about each other's parents.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yes.
Did it usually get out of hand?
Well, yes, it would usually just start a fight. And I guess that was one way of letting somebody know that you really didn't care for what he had said or for what he had done to you. So we try to find some way to get back at him. Mm-hmm. This is the way that you usually do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When a new child moved into the neighborhood, was there anything that he had to go through to prove himself before he was accepted?
Well, yes, he had to prove that he was either not afraid of, you know, the others in the community in some fashion. Sometimes it was in the way of a fight or some other way that he had to be initiated into the group, I guess.
So there was some kind of initiation that the neighborhood children would make him go through before they'd accept him?
Well, this is on a small scale, you know, nothing big, but I guess that was one way to get to know him at that time. There was nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm. Was there any word that you called it besides initiation?
No, I don't even think he used that word initiation. I don't even think that.